This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
Charlie, I often bring this up, but at the beginning of the year, you said the big things of 2016 were going to be virtual reality and wearables. Mm. Wearables have gone crazy, and in fact, what's the news on the Apple Watch?
Yeah, wearables are a billion-dollar business at the moment. You've got guys like Fitbit and Samsung, and of course, Apple, which has changed the watch market forever with their smartwatch. Now, we're going to have a second Apple Watch coming before the end of the year. That's what we're hearing. It's presumably going to be called the Apple Watch 2. So, look, expect integrated GPS, which would be good, superior waterproofing, which would also be good, higher-capacity battery, so you don't have to charge it every day. That would be awesome. And a better processor and those kinds of things as well. Might be a similar form factor, maybe a bit thinner.
Yep.
I don't particularly like the design of the Apple Watch myself. That's why I don't wear one. And partly, I don't wear one because of the design. But I think they're going to be tweaking that, making it a little bit thinner, bit nicer on your wrist. So we'll wait and see. Look, after... it'll be definitely after mid-September when we're expecting the iPhone to be released and unveiled at the beginning of September.
There we go, the Apple Watch 2 on the way, if indeed they do call it that. This is Life and Technology.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.